Kathy Griffin diagnosed with abdominal infection after condemning Trump's coronavirus response. By David Ng on March 27, 2020. Comedian Kathy Griffin may have spoken too soon when she complained this week on social media that she was not able to get a coronavirus test at an emergency room, revealing in a recent interview that it was actually an abdominal infection. Griffin shared a selfie Wednesday showing herself in a hospital bed wearing a mask, alleging that President Donald Trump is lying about the recent increase in coronavirus testing. She also blamed Vice President Mike Pence for her apparent inability to get tested. "I was sent to the #COVID-19 isolation ward room in a major hospital ER from a separate urgent care facility after showing unbearably painful symptoms," she wrote. "The hospital couldn't test me for #coronavirus because of CDC, Pence Task Force, restrictions." But in a new interview with the Los Angeles Times, Griffin revealed that she does not have the deadly virus that broke out in Wuhan, the capital of China's Hubei province. She told the paper she is recovering at home after being diagnosed with an abdominal infection that is being treated with medication. The comedian told the newspaper that she was unable to get a test for the coronavirus because her symptoms did not meet CDC requirements. She also said she believes the tests need to be available to everyone, despite federal government recommendations that only people with symptoms should be tested to avoid overwhelming healthcare systems. "I just think it's so obvious that those tests have to be accessible to everybody," Griffin said. Griffin has repeatedly attacked President Trump and his family on social media. In 2017, she infamously posed with a mock decapitated head of the president, which led her to being fired by CNN. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.